Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney and a crowd of honorees were met by fierce protest in Overbrook Park this morning at a ceremony to honor former Mayor Wilson Good. The contentious event was intended to celebrate renaming a stretch of 59th Street after Good, the city's first black mayor, who also was in office when police dropped explosives on the fortified road home that was home to the group MOVE. The bombing and fire killed 11 people. Jake Blumgard of WHYY's Planned Philly reports a crowd of protesters with megaphones nearly drowned out the ceremony.
Most street naming ceremonies are routine affairs. Politicians get in front of the mic, say nice things, smile for photos, and then go home. That's not what happened this time. A crowd of protesters, armed with microphones, stereos, and an extensive arsenal of swear words, ensured it was anything but normal. The protesters hate the idea of honoring a man who they say has blood on his hands for approving the bombing of the MOVE compound in 1985, killing 11 and destroying dozens of homes. But Good insists that his legacy is more complex than that. Born a sharecropper in the South, Good became the first black mayor of Philadelphia. Shouting above the crowd, he said one day shouldn't define his life.
But I'm not going to let you follow me around and make me something out that I'm not. I refuse to do that.
After the event, protesters tried to barge through the police line, and ministers argued with activists over Good's legacy. Current Mayor Jim Kenney said that Good didn't order the bombing, though he did approve it, and he was let down by the guy who looked to explosives to end the standoff.
That was a mistake, obviously a tragic mistake. And another tragic mistake was hiring a police commissioner that would recommend dropping a bomb on a row house.
The signs marking this stretch of 59th Street as Wilson Good Way are sure to be vandalized. But Kenney says the city is prepared to replace them as many times as necessary. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.